You're listening to Gift Biz Unwrapped, episode 158.
Live streaming really did change things in terms of opening up more doors and opportunities for business.
Attention, gifters, bakers, crafters, and makers. Pursuing your dream can be fun. Whether you have an established business or are looking to start one now, you are in the right place. This is Gift Biz Unwrapped, helping you turn your skill into a flourishing business. Join us for an episode packed full of invaluable guidance, resources, and the support you need to grow your gift biz. Here is your host, Gift Biz Gal, Sue Monheit.
Hi, Gift Biz listeners. Thank you for joining me today. Before we get into the show, I have a question for you. If you've been listening to my most recent episodes, you might have recognized that I've switched it up a little bit. Not only am I going to continue with the interviews from people who are gifters, bakers, crafters, and makers, people who are in the journey of building their business or possibly a little bit farther ahead of you, you know, they've been in business a little bit longer, they've had other challenges that they've overcome. I know from hearing from you guys that this really relates to you. I've also been doing a lot with service providers, just like Aaron is, that you're going to hear from in a minute. People who provide services and additional knowledge that will help you grow your business. I've also been on the mic solo talking about business tips, things that I'm seeing that have been struggles for our community, and getting on and sharing with all of you how to improve those situations. But I want to hear from you too. What do you like? What would you like to see more of? I honestly would love for you to reach out to me and give me your thoughts. You can email me directly. I read all of these emails, and that would be at sue@giftbizunwrapped.com. And now let's move on to the show. I can't wait for you to hear from Aaron. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing you to Aaron Roth of Archon Mounts. Aaron is the Inspirational Vice President of Sales and Marketing and co-owner at Archon Mounts, the most recognized and respected brand in the live streaming video category. In addition to being a regular speaker at live streaming and social media events, you'll also find Aaron broadcasting daily on Facebook, Instagram Live, and Periscope from the Archon Live Lounge, which is an office studio in the Archon headquarters in Arcadia, California. Archon celebrates its 30th year in business this year, 2018. They carry an extensive assortment of mounts, holders, stands, and tripods to support your live streaming video broadcasts. And you guys, we've talked about this before, live streaming is everything these days, and Aaron is going to give us the lowdown and how we can make sure that we're doing it and it's working for our business. Aaron, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Sue. How are you? It's such a pleasure to be speaking with you today.
I am thrilled that you're here. I'm doing great. And I think you are too, because we had a great pre-chat and you told me how good your appearances have been at trade shows already this year.
Yeah, this is a surprisingly excellent year. Things are going really, really well. And it's because we're getting out there in the community and more people are wanting to learn about how they can promote their brand with live video or live streaming.
Yeah, and you're the expert there, so we're going to learn all about it. But before we do, I like to do something a little bit different because most of our audience are creators and makers. So I want you to describe yourself, Aaron, in a little bit of a different way, and that is by describing what your ideal motivational candle would look like. So if you had a color and a quote or a motto that you live by, what would your candle look like?
This is such a great question. Everybody does have a favorite color. Mine has always been blue. And so when I set forth our marketing colors here, our marketing scheme at Archon, I chose blue and I've stuck with that since 2000, since I've been here. So the candle would actually have to be Archon blue. There's a phrase that I use all the time. And if there was something that was written on this candle, I always say it's all about community. And I'm finding this to be true so much as I get out to the various events, whether it's baking related or crafting related, and I'm enjoying meeting with people and hearing their stories. I just love being able to give back and empower these people to be able to promote their own business. So for me, it really is all about community.
All about community. And I have to first say, I love that you've now branded a color blue, the Archon blue. totally works for me. And you know, I'm all about customization. So love that. And community, isn't it interesting, the stories from people?
Yes, absolutely. I love seeing the other people, especially the bakers. It's a very tight-knit family of bakers and home bakers, and most of them are mompreneurs. And you find that these are really good people, and they're out there, and they're hustling every day. And I believe in the community. And I didn't have this spirit of community before live streaming started, but I started learning about it as I was on Periscope, and it really became all about community. And there's such great friendships that you can build through live streaming and using live video.
That's interesting that you say that, because Facebook, you would suggest, is a community, and Facebook was before Periscope.
That's true. For me, we started our live stream history is we joined live streaming in 2015 when Periscope was on the scene, and we took to it, and I saw it as a tool to be able to use to promote our company like nothing that we'd ever seen in the previous years. It was a way to connect to people, connect to communities. And we ran with it. And so Periscope was really the first platform that I was on. At that time, Facebook was only available to people who were celebrities or had established themselves as a public figure. It was called Facebook Mentions at that time. And so this predates what all of us are using now, which is Facebook Live. And so, yes, we started on Periscope. We developed a great community, probably about 9,000 people follow us on our Archon_Mounts page on Periscope. But we really have moved away from Periscope. And we find that in terms of marketing, in terms of getting a return on that time investment, that both Facebook Live and Instagram Live currently are our best two tools for the live streaming.
Okay, I want to get into all of this live, but before we do that, let's take a step back for a second and talk about your story in terms of how you integrated in with Archon and what your role is, all that.
Okay, well, I joined Archon in 2000, actually. I had been in the consumer electronics industry prior to that, and I just loved it. I loved the small business aspect of the company, and I was able to take the company and really grow it over the years. And it's evolved so much since when I joined in 2000. Back then, we were selling mounts for pocket PCs, or Palm Pilots, as you remember. And the reason why the mounts for pocket PCs became popular was that they were really the first devices that had GPS on them. Consumers were using them in their cars to be able to find the directions that they wanted. There was insert modules and such. And so GPS really was the primary catalyst that sold car mounts. And it continues to be so one of the main catalysts these days in terms of selling mounts. But obviously, there's a lot of other segments of business that use either phones and tablets to do their course of business. And it's not necessarily just GPS applications. But over the years, there was the introduction of satellite radios. There was the introduction of some other technologies that lent themselves to using a mount in the car. And that had primarily been our main business. 2009, the iPhone was introduced, and all of a sudden, everybody shifted from using portable navigation devices to having GPS on their cell phones. And so during that period of about 2009 to 2014, we sold a lot of car mounts. But in 2010, you had the iPad introduction. And since 2010, we've also done extremely well in the tablet mounting category. You find them today being mounted on forklifts in warehouses. You also find them being used by shuttle buses and fleets. In fact, this last year was probably our best year for tablet mounts because the federal government had a mandate that said any long-haul trucker on the road needed to electronically log their miles. And so every one of the big trucks that you see on the road are using probably either a mount and a mid-sized tablet to log those miles. And so it's really changed over the years. But in 2015, for me, it really took on a new dimension with live streaming as I saw it as a wonderful tool to be able to connect with people and obviously to promote our products.
This is such an important topic. And I love the way you just flew through all of that from one thing to another. We talk a lot about staying relevant with your product and not becoming extinct because you're not looking at how the world around you is changing and how you need to adjust your product in some way so that it stays top of mind and it stays needed. And you are a perfect example, Aaron, with Archon of making sure that you're watching what's going on and then creating new products that are going to fill the need. Who in the company does that, or how would you attribute that success of being able to identify and then move fast enough to fulfill the need? How is that working within your company?
So this is such a great question you're tapping into here. We've been very fortunate to have all these different technologies over the years really come to the forefront and be very, very popular. And we were at the right place at the right time for many of them, especially in the last few years. I would like to say more that we're pioneering and creating these categories such as mounts to be able to hold two devices at a time, to be able to live stream two different platforms. I'm heading up all of our social media activity. I respond to all of our direct messages on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. I took complete control of it, even though I have a team of marketing and salespeople here. But I really wanted to make sure that I was the one connecting with the communities out there and really getting a sense of what people needed to be able to have a great live stream broadcast. What were the tools that they wanted to use? And being so close to it and going out to all these different events really made the difference. But I have to say, I mean, we've been in business for 30 years. Any company that can do that is very, very fortunate. So yes, we've been very fortunate. I'm hoping that we can keep it going for another 30 years. And we're always looking for new types of business, new products that we can offer. The thing that you said, it really hits home. If you remain a one product business, eventually you're going to go out of business because you have to always continually improve upon yourself. You have to develop those new products. Others in the market will come after you. I mean, we're in a commodity space. And in that respect, you got to do something different to really stand out from the crowd. And live streaming has really helped us stand out from the thousands of other sellers in the mounting category.
But you've stayed true to your core product still because you are mounts, right? Or some type of a device that holds something else to be productive, I guess I would say. So I think in terms of what you're talking about, in terms of adding to your product line, you've done that beautifully, but you've still stayed in what you're known for, which are the mounts.
Yeah, we have over 600 active products, and we've had so many over the years that were successful at one time and then we discontinued. It is a large assortment of products, but we're in the mounting category. That's what we do. We are able to offer some additional accessories like charging harnesses, maybe a few cases. We partner with some strategic businesses that might have something else that lends itself to our community. And the live streaming category, the reason I love it so much is it was a new addition to our product line. We're always searching for what's that new avenue of products that we can offer. Because again, if you get stuck with just selling a car mount, right now there are thousands of sellers of car mounts out there. It truly is a commodity space. It's hard to stand out in that category. But by being on the forefront of things like live streaming and getting into it early, I was able to really add on a decent amount of business to our overall sales. And for us, we want to continue this business. And finding those new opportunities is so important.
Right. And I'm guessing that a lot of your sales when you added on the live streaming products came from existing customers.
Oh, that's a good question. But the answer is actually no. The beauty of the live streaming community, let's put it in these terms. 2 years ago, we weren't selling our products to any bakers, to any crafters, to anybody who was a potter or a ceramics professional. Today, that's completely changed. We're selling to so many different communities because anyone who does a demonstration, we even have makeup artists now. If they do a demonstration and they want to promote their business on live stream, they need a holder for their phone or for their tablet. And we didn't have this before. Our customer base prior to entering into the live streaming community was mostly people who were using mounts in their vehicles for those GPS devices or for their phones. And it wasn't these other communities that we're talking about. So live streaming really did change things in terms of opening up more doors and opportunities for business.
Excellent. I didn't know that. A whole new industry for you.
Yes.
Great way to grow the business for sure. Let's start talking live now. The first time I met you, we were at Kim Garst's event and you were there with all of your products and samples and giveaways and all of that type of thing. And Periscope was the thing. In fact, I think that's what she was talking on specifically was Periscope. And you hit it hard. Like, how did you decide that that was what you were going to do? And what your content was going to be. Just talk through a little bit about that. I know it's Periscope, and now we've transitioned. You know, Periscope is kind of fading, if you ask me. But just talk us through how you got onto the platform, specifically because I know we have a lot of people who listen who know all about live, but haven't touched it yet at all.
Yeah, the history of this is pretty interesting because I had held off on getting on Periscope. I had seen that it was out there, and I just didn't think that it was a correct way to do marketing that would really give me a return on my efforts. But then one day on Facebook, I saw a post from a guy named Terry White, and I knew who Terry White was. He is Adobe's worldwide product evangelist. He has a tech blog, terrywhite.com, and Terry had made a simple post, and it said, "Hey, Archon, I bought this mount on Amazon, and I'm not too happy with it. It was a mount that held two phones side by side, but it was holding them about a foot apart." And he said, "I'm hoping to inspire you guys to make a better one." And I saw that post, and I knew that I had been trying to get my products in front of Terry, because whenever he reviewed them on his tech blog, we would sell a lot of them. So I looked at that post, and in about 10 minutes, I had pieced together some items from our phone mount category, and it was essentially a mount that held two phones close together, side by side, and that it had a handle on it so that he could walk around with it. He had wanted to use this while he was walking around at the various trade events to interview people in booths on two different platforms. We had mentioned the Facebook mentions at the time. He was one of those public figures. He has over 100,000 followers on Facebook, but I think he also has over 400,000 subscribers to his YouTube channel. So Terry, I saw him the next week out at the Photoshop World Conference in Las Vegas, and I brought him this mount that I had created. And I said, "Hey, I think this is going to work great for what you were looking for." And immediately I saw him start walking around with his two phones in the holders, and he would interview people on Facebook and Periscope at the same time. And it was at that moment it clicked for me. I said, "Wow, this is great. It's an amazing tool for us to be able to connect with people. Anybody who's watching is basically a potential customer."
We're going to continue with Aaron's story after his aha moment, right after we hear from our sponsor.
This podcast is made possible thanks to the support of the Ribbon Print Company. Create custom ribbons right in your store or craft studio in seconds. Visit theribbonprintcompany.com for more information.
From that day on, since I saw the value of it, I jumped on Periscope. We started doing giveaways almost every day. At least every week we did them for sure. I think in the first year we gave away about $25,000 in Archon mounts to the Periscope community. The year after we did about $40,000 in giveaways, and we continue to do giveaways as a way to promote our products and that these are out there. You had mentioned that Periscope isn't what it used to be, and I completely agree with that. There's a lot of attrition. And I really find a lot more value on Facebook and Instagram Live. In fact, more recently, and we were just doing this out at the Creativation Show, we like to use a tool, an app called Switcher Studio, and we're able to either push the broadcast down to Facebook or to YouTube, and it has a lot more attributes. It allows you to bring in assets such as videos or photos. And you can kind of switch them in and out of the broadcast. You can have lower thirds. There's a lot of changes that have gone on with live streaming, and we're continuing to embrace those changes because I think it only gets better. But you mentioned it as well. I think the fact that a lot more people are considering going live, they just need a little bit of inspiration. This is where I come in, because at all these different trade events, especially the baking shows, I teach a 2-hour course on how to use live streaming or live video to promote their brand. So it is changing, but it still remains the best tool that I as a marketer have ever seen, and I'm going to continue to use it to its fullest potential.
So talk to us about why live is so valuable.
I think it really goes back to tapping into new communities. We talked about how we were really just manufacturer of mounts for cars, and we were able to tap into new communities like the bakers and the crafters. And I was able to do that with live streaming. If I didn't have that, and if I didn't have that as a tool, I wouldn't really be able to connect with those groups. So it is all about connecting with the world as a whole, specific niche communities as a whole. It's truly amazing how many I can tap into using the live streaming aspect as part of our marketing strategy.
So would you say they were just discovering you, or did you go out and run ads or promote that you were going to be live, or how did they discover you? How did those communities start to know you existed?
Oh, this is a good question. You're tapping into my real strategy here, Sue.
Oh, I'm trying. Trying hard.
With live streaming, we found that it was a great way to connect with people who were able to inspire. I like to use the word inspire. Inspire their community to go out and purchase products. They're known as influencers, obviously, in some circles, but we like to be able to say that they are inspirers. And what we would do is we would connect with people. Maybe we would give them a free mount if we saw that they had a very large audience. Even if they had a small audience, those giveaways that we were doing, it didn't matter if you had a large or small audience. If you got one of our products, we wanted you to go out there and share what I like to call your hashtag Archon Pride. It may sound a little funny, but my best way to sell the products is to have others sell it for us. If I can get somebody to try out those products and to love those products, even if they only have 100 people that are in their community, odds are that they can inspire those 100 people far better than I can to go out there and buy an Archon mount. I might know a lot more about the Archon mount, but they have that relationship. And so, for instance, what we're doing right now this year in terms of our giveaways, we're partnering with very large Instagram accounts because we're trying to build up our Instagram presence. It is our best performing platform right now. And we do live stream broadcasts with one very large Instagram profile each week. And they're telling their people to come to our page and follow our page. They're talking all about how the product has changed their life. And hopefully it has, and I think it has, especially our mounts that are the ones that do the overhead view for your phone so that you can actually tell your own story. Just yesterday, there was somebody who, she does crochet, and she wants to be able to film as she's crocheting. This is yet another community for us to tap into. So it's just a great way to really promote the business. And I like to use those relationships with the people out there in these various communities to really help promote our business and our brand.
A couple of things come to mind as I'm thinking of our listeners, and they're thinking, well, okay, all that sounds great, but live, like, how would that apply to my company? And I'm thinking two different types of things. Those of you who have retail shops, let's say you have a bakery or some type of based location, just like Aaron's saying, is you created your own hashtag, Archon Pride, right?
Yes.
By having people doing some type of a sweepstakes, a contest or something, getting people to take pictures or go live themselves with that hashtag will bring then people back to you. So that's one way of doing live and how it can circle back. If you're an online business, I was thinking of this, Aaron, when you were talking about the crocheting, is if you do patterns or any type of demos, those are also ways with that particular mount you're talking about. I remember when that one came out. That is so cool. You're able to have both of your hands free and then be able to do what you need to do, but still be in a live situation so people can hear you and you've got full mobility to do any demonstrations that you need to do. Any additional thoughts on that, Aaron?
I'm seeing it as the key for our business as it relates to the live streaming category. And I know that you're involved in this same group. You have all the gifters and the bakers and crafters, anybody who's a maker or a creative. We have artists. And we're tapping into that same community because these people who do have a message, whether it's a product or a service or just a skill set, and they want to share it with people, it's really made the difference in terms of what they're using with our products, and that the ability to tell that story from the overhead perspective, it makes all the difference in the world. And I think what's happening is it's actually that category of products for us is really, really taking off. In fact, I'm being featured in American Cake Decorating Magazine in the March, April. It's the next issue. I think it's hitting the newsstands next week. There's a 3-page profile on how I'm out there trying to inspire these small business people to go and use live streaming to promote their brand. And one of the features is that mount we were talking about. We call it our Archon Pro Stand. But yeah, there's a lot of anybody who's a creator or an artist, or if they like to do demos, then we have a solution for them.
You talk about the fact that you're doing 2-hour classes on how to live stream it. What do you see as the big obstacle where people are just hesitant to get started?
This is a good one. It's not necessarily that they don't want to do it. I think a lot of times people are shy or they're scared. And I've seen this time and time again. And I would say that live streaming and going live is actually a very easy process, just a pushing of a few buttons. But I was a shy kid and I can totally relate. I remember being out at a conference in Bakersfield 2 years ago, and I was there simply to tell people about how to use live streaming to promote their business. And this was in the early days for me in the sense of getting out there in the community. And I remember there was one lady and she was sitting by our booth there and she was about 5 feet away and she just kept watching us. And I kept saying to her, hey, you should come over here and I'll go live with you. And she says, no, I'm really shy. I don't want to do it, but it looks fun. And I said, no, you really should come over here and try it. Later in the day, she actually finally said, okay, I'm ready to try it. And so we fired up a broadcast and I said, hey, I'm Aaron. This is so-and-so. And I had about a 5-minute broadcast. And when it was done, she started crying. And I said, what's the matter? And she said, Aaron, you really don't understand. I'm the shyest person in the world. This is completely unlike me, but I absolutely loved it. And I see it's making me tear up right now. And I said, well, why are you crying? She said, I'm going to go home and I'm going to start doing this all the time. And so it was really, it made me feel great. But I'm sure the confidence that I gave her got her over the hump in the sense of being able to see that you don't have to be scared of it. You can actually use live streaming and hopefully use it for a positive thing.
Right. And your hair doesn't have to be perfect. Your makeup all doesn't have to be on. You can be in sweat clothes if need be, right? It's the message and the human contact like you were talking about before, all about community and stories and all of that. And I think we're starting, I think, to get over that. As we see other people not being perfect online, I think we're getting, like I'm saying this in general, but we're getting the fact that it doesn't have to be television broadcast quality in terms of how you look and how you're presenting.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, again, and this is what we do in my classes. The first thing I do is I just say, who hasn't gone live yet? I bring them all up to the front of the room and I say, okay, we're going live on Instagram right now. We push the button and they have to do a live stream broadcast. I think once you do it once, you get over that hurdle, then you see that there's some value there. And most people that I know, they enjoy live streaming thoroughly.
Yeah, I think once you do it, you kind of opened up the envelope and then you're ready to go. It's a lot of times just that first one. Although I will say that a lot of people will say they always get a little bit nervous right before they push the button, right before they push the go live button or the start button. And that's okay. That's natural. On the side of content, what should somebody, if you were to recommend to people that they should get started, what do they talk about? What do they show?
It depends on what type of business that they have. Are they a product-based business? Are they a service-based business? And finding the right platform is very important as well. I mean, we had a lot of success on Periscope, but I'm always looking at the return I get on my time on a particular effort. So I know these days that I can get far more return on Instagram or on Facebook. If it was a business that's a local business, like let's say a Mexican restaurant in Reseda, that Mexican restaurant, their best platform is probably going to be Facebook. And then Instagram as well, but they're going to have to make great use of the hashtags like Mexican food, burritos, hashtag tacos, hashtag Reseda, California. And they're going to want to have some consistency in their message. The tools are out there. You don't have to really spend money to use them. If you do promote your business with Facebook ads, it can certainly help, but I don't think it's necessary. There's a lot of good tools like Facebook groups. I think that's our number one tool out there as a business. Join the groups that are relevant to your message or your product or your service. For us, we're trying to connect with, let's say, bakers. I'll join groups that might have 100,000 followers. An example is one's called Cake Decorators, and it has 100,000 followers on their Facebook page. Now, our page has about 6,000 followers. 6,000 people have liked the Archon Mounts page on Facebook. But if I go live there, I'm only reaching those 6,000 people who know already about our products and our business. But what I can do is I can go live on the group in Facebook, Cake Decorators, or one of these other ones that we belong to. I think I belong to about 45 groups now. And most people don't know that you can go live from a group and you can reach potentially the number of people that are in that group. So instead of reaching my 6,000 people, I have the potential to reach 100,000 people, and odds are most of them don't know who we are. And for me, that's what it's all about, is presenting our products to new potential customers. And so for any business or service, find the groups that are relevant to you, become active in those groups, let them know that you're out there and what you do. And I think it's just a great way to promote yourself.
So I know that a lot of groups don't allow self-promotion. They don't want people to just get on and start selling and being spammy. How do you get around that?
You have to finesse it, Sue. I'm really good at it. The analogy I like to use is, I'm a marketer. Yes, I'm trying to sell my mounts. When I join a group, I'm not going to just blast out a whole bunch of information that's not relevant. So I'm going to keep my posts to just those things that really do add value to those communities. There is a fine line between going out there and being active and letting people know who you are and contributing to that group, and the opposite side, going out there and just trying to sell all day long.
Buy my stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You want to avoid that. But I think that we show that we're part of these communities. Many of these communities, I know the people who founded those groups, like the Florida Bakers Club or the SoCal Bakers Meetup. And we see them out at events. They're close friends of mine. They know that I'm not, yes, I'm trying to sell on their group pages, but at the same time, they know that I'm adding value. And I think that's the message that for anybody who's trying to promote themselves or their service, show that you're adding value to the group. That's very important.
And then going back a little bit, how do you track return? Like whether you should be doing Instagram or Facebook, how do you know if it's working?
That's a great question. Just like our affiliate program, we have coupon codes that we assign to each one of the platforms. So for Facebook, if they use coupon code Facebook, they'll save 20% off at archon.com. So if they saw one of my posts, let's say it was one of our formatted graphics, for the holidays, like we just had Valentine's Day, and each time there's a holiday, we post out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and I'm able to tell based on whether or not those coupon codes have been used. For us in 2017, Instagram was used 4 times more than any other platform, and it wasn't because I was spending more time on Instagram. It was just because we were really tapping into specific communities, but I was able to measure it based on that coupon code usage. Second was Facebook, and then way behind was Twitter. We actually also have a Periscope code, which used to do pretty good, but it doesn't do as well anymore. But Twitter, in all the posts that we've done on Twitter, we've only had one sale, one use of the coupon code Twitter to save the 20% off at archon.com. And it really shows me that it's extremely difficult to get your message across, to actually sell on Twitter, because there's such a large flow of information with everybody tweeting all day long. And most people aren't reading. I wouldn't even be able to read 1% of the tweets that come into my page every day, because we have 12,000 followers on Twitter. And I think I follow at least 8,000. We follow back everybody, but I'm not reading those tweets. I don't have time for that. It's not that I don't care about them and their business, but there's just such a strong flow of information coming through there that it becomes noise. Whereas on Instagram, it's a very clear message. It's a video that shows the Archon Pro Stand, or it's a beautiful photo, or it's memories from one of the trade shows. And so it's resonating with somebody, whereas the information that we post on Twitter doesn't really resonate.
Right. Well, and it's the nature of the platform too. Like you're saying, it just goes so super fast.
Yes.
All right. So when people come up to your booth, like they were at Creativation, what's the sale for you? I'm just curious. What's the sale for you of a product? If people come up and they're seeing some of your products there, and your booth was super busy, barely was able to pull you aside and talk to you, but a lot of people don't understand or don't know about the products yet. How do you promote them or talk about them?
You know, it goes back to being able to show what it does and that it solves a problem. And we really highlight the Pro Stand and the fact that it has that overhead view, or it can hold the phone so that it's facing downward. And we have our selfie ring lights out at these events because you need great lighting. And the little something as simple as a LED clip-on ring light can really help with your lighting. And it's really more the word of mouth. If we didn't have such a great reputation already, it would be hard to be so busy. But we get a lot of the baking community, for instance, some of those well-known pastry chefs who have been on Cake Wars or Cupcake Wars, and they're using our products. And odds are many of the people who are at our booth have heard about it from the people that we've connected with in the community, and they're coming over there, or they see all my activity that I'm doing on social media, on Instagram, on Facebook, and they've heard about us. And so they come over to our booth and they're very interested in buying the product. So it's all the activity combined, the social media activity combined that we do that really probably helps draw those people to our booth. If they're just casually walking by, they're going to see some pieces of black metal or plastic and the ring lights. And hopefully we're going to be able to spark their attention enough for them to stop by and inquire a little bit more. But I think it goes back to, it's all about the community. We're doing a lot of consistent messaging on Instagram, on Facebook, and people really want to go out and get an Archon mount. They want to be able to show their Archon pride. They want to be able to tell their own story and grow their business. And I think that really puts us in a good place.
Right. And I think you've developed a name for yourself too, that Archon is now a status symbol too. You want to have an Archon mount to say that it's Archon versus some of the others that are out there too.
That's absolutely. See, Sue, you tap into everything here.
I'm trying. I think as I'm listening to the story and understanding more, a lot of it started out, and GiftBiz listeners, I want you to think about this in applications to your product, but it started out when you saw that live streaming was coming down the pike. You were putting your product in the hands of customers through the giveaways. And I remember that time, it was still Periscope days, and you were doing it from the lounge, and you were walking around the lounge showing everyone's product. So you didn't even know I was stalking you back then, Aaron.
Yeah.
But you were getting the product through these giveaways out into people's hands. First off, you weren't waiting for people to buy them. You were actively and aggressively getting your product into other people's hands, then promoting it yourself, showing how to use it, doing the demos, which that is what then got word of mouth and referrals going. So you really initiated the whole thing.
I was fortunate. I had a good strategy. And I said, again, it goes back to me saying, I love this community. I got to connect with these people. And what we started doing early on was we invited various people in the Periscope community, in the social media community. We invited them out here to live stream with us in the Archon Live Lounge, and we wanted to do a giveaway on their channel. One of my key parts of my strategy is promote others to promote yourself. And I truly believe in this. And you'll probably see more support from me to other people's businesses and other people's pages than certainly most other owners of businesses or VPs of sales. They're always about promoting themselves. And for me, it's the opposite. I'm going to do everything I can to promote you and your business because I know that you're going to help support me as well. And it goes back to, it's all about community for us. And so I promote others and I promote them heavily, and it just works out. It's a mutually beneficial strategy.
Well, Aaron, you have provided so much great information, not only about live streaming and Archon mounts, but some really solid business advice. So for that, I really appreciate it. And now I'm going to ask you to dare to dream. I'd like to present you with a virtual gift. It's a magical box containing unlimited possibilities for your future. So this is your dream or your goal of almost unreachable heights that you would wish to obtain. Please accept this gift and open it in our presence. What is inside your box?
Thank you, Sue. This is a wonderful gift. I'm going to open it up right now. Inside my box, I see a mirror. I already believe that we're working as hard as possible to achieve those unlimited possibilities. I'm trying to go after these every single day. So what I'm seeing is keep doing what you're doing. Keep helping others out there in the community. Keep making it about their businesses and not ours. Promote others to promote yourself. And it's all about community. So my gift, my box is saying, stay on course, keep doing what you're doing, and success hopefully will continue for you and your business.
Yet a wonderful, fabulous piece of advice for all of us, Aaron. Thank you so much. So here's the biggie. How do people get in touch with you, see the Archon mount, possibly make a purchase, get going with their live streaming career?
Getting in touch with companies, especially people who can answer your questions, is very important. What's strange about us, Sue, is I make myself very accessible. I don't know how I have so much time in the day, but I do make myself accessible. And everybody can email me at ar KON8 at archon.com. And I do respond to my emails very quickly. They can direct message me on any of our social media platforms. On Instagram, it's archon_mounts. It's the same handle on Twitter and on Periscope, archon_mounts. And then on Facebook, it's facebook.com/archonmounts, all one word. And I do respond to all the direct messages on those platforms. If they'd like to go and actually purchase one of the Archon mounts, they can go to archon.com and they can look through the assortment of products in the live streaming category. Sue, we have set you up as a special Archon affiliate. Let's tell everybody what your special coupon code is so that they can actually get the best savings that we offer, which is a 20% discount at archon.com. Sue, what is your coupon code?
Yes, the coupon code is GIFTBIZ, and I don't think that that's case specific. So GIFTBIZ, and Aaron, that was a wonderful gift that you're giving my community. I really appreciate it. The 20% off is fabulous. So go take a look over there. You guys can see I've got promotional squares on the website as well at giftbizunwrapped.com. So if you are out walking and you by chance forget it, it's pretty easy, GIFTBIZ. But if for some reason you forget it or you're not sure exactly where the link is, then just go over to giftbizunwrapped.com and all the information will be there, as well as Aaron's show notes page with lots and lots of information based on the show and the conversation we've had today. Any final thoughts, Aaron? Any comment for someone who has that iPhone right in front of themselves, looking at doing a live video and just scared to press that first button? What do you say to that person?
They should do it. They're going to feel better after they do it. But the best way to do it is actually to use Instagram Live. It's the most simple of all the live streaming platforms. You can go to your Instagram page. You can just push the live button. It's only going to save it there for 24 hours. Or if you didn't even want to save it, you can tell it not to save it. It's very simple. And that makes it extremely easy for them to get over that hurdle, the fear, and to actually go live and see what it's all about. And so that's what I would recommend to anybody listening is go live today on Instagram. Say hello to your community. It's not a bunch of trolls who are going to be mean to you. Those are your people who follow your Instagram page. They care about you. They want to hear from you. They want to know what you do. So push the live button and say hello to the world.
Love it. I am not even saying anything further. Mic drop right there, Aaron. Thank you so much for being here today with us.
Thanks, Sue. It was such a pleasure.
This episode is all wrapped up, but fortunately, your GIFTBIZ journey continues. Are you eager to learn more? Our GIFTBIZ gal has a free download just for you. Head over to giftbizunwrapped.com/12steps to get your copy of the 12 steps to starting a profitable GIFTBIZ. Don't delay. Head over to giftbizunwrapped.com/12steps today. And until next time, happy business crafting.